the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Now, Carol Doherty is with us, and let's talk about The Devil Wears Prada 2, which I think a lot of people have been looking forward to because they so much enjoyed the first movie from how long ago? 20 years ago?
20 years ago, exactly, yeah.
And were you a fan of that?
A huge fan.
Why?
From day one, just it's so funny, it's so shiny, it's glossy, and the four central characters just had such great personality. For a film that could have been a kind of very throwaway take on fashion, they're all very clever in their own ways and great dynamic between.
And although people might have thought it was a little bit over the top, from what I've read separately, particularly of one biography of Anna Wintour, upon whom the Meryl Streep character was based, it was actually highly accurate.
Highly accurate. And at the time, it had a lot of people realising how workplace dynamics were not actually great. It called out a lot of bad behaviour in the office. And it's quite funny, that's addressed in this one. Miranda Priestley still has a very sharp tongue, that's Meryl Streep's character, but she's realising now there's certain things you're not allowed to say anymore in the workplace, and she has a new assistant who sort of politely nudges and coughs at her when she is saying certain things, because before, you know, she used to throw the coats at her staff. I mean, everyone was pretty much a minion. Now they still are minions. She's just realised she's not allowed to actually say the word minion out loud. So okay. That is quite funny.
But is this basically a remake of the first movie with all of the central characters 20 years older?
No. I mean, I was worried. I thought, right, what are they doing? Is this purely to make money? But no, there's a really good reason for them all to come back together. At the end of the last one, Anne Hathaway's character, Andy, all she wanted to be was a serious journalist. So she goes away. 20 years of great work. She's an award-winning journo. But print media is in decline, and despite the fact that she has awards and is a great writer, her entire team at her newspaper, they're cut, they're gone. The paper's pretty much folded. And through, I won't say why, but the magazine is also struggling. So Andy, with her good old-fashioned journalism, is brought in to help the magazine combat the ever-fearsome social media. And trying to get people to read the old magazines again, read newspapers. So she comes in to do this. Miranda does not want her there, but she's no longer this afraid assistant. She has 20 years of knowledge behind her. So there's the battle between them to see if they can get this magazine afloat. And they're two opposing, very strong women. But at the heart of it, you also have the gorgeous Nigel, played by Stanley Tucci, who was just so fabulous in the first film, and he is very happy to see.
Okay, well, we have a clip which features Anne Hathaway, Stanley Tucci and Meryl Streep.
Miss Charlton, you're glowing. Seems retail still suits you.
Ah, Nigel, you're hanging in there by your fingernails. Do you remember when magazines were a thing? All right, come on in, everybody. Take a seat. Lots to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you like to start?
Okay, so, I am the new features editor at Runway.
No, you're not. Are you serious? Wow. Wonders never cease.
No, I'm actually a journalist now. I've been published in a... It doesn't matter. Anyway, we are all well aware that running that story was a mistake and are taking immediate steps.
I cannot actually get over this. It's really remarkable. A senior editor at Runway. You.
Yep. We're all so thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny is you've changed. You have. You're much more confident.
Oh.
Kept those eyebrows though, didn't you?
And Emily Blunt is in it as well. It's all the old cast.
All the old cast.
Almost all reassembled.
And Emily Blunt is just fantastic. I mean, this was pretty much her first role 20 years ago, and she's come so far since then. And she steps back into that character so well. The four of them have just great chemistry. They bounce off each other very well. It's very funny. It's smart. And there's some moments that are quite, particularly for all of us in media, there's a few moments where you're like, oh God, help us, save us all, protect our jobs. So good.
Okay, forgive me for asking this question. My apologies to anyone I might offend. Is this only for women to enjoy?
Look, there's no denying women have a great love for it. There is also a huge love for it in the LGBTQ community, but also a very lovely colleague of mine walked out of that and said how it was 2.5 hours full of Emily Blunt. What more could a man want in life? So, you know, it has something for everyone.
Tell us about Hokum. Actually, before you tell us about Hokum, let's actually hear a clip from the trailer for it.
First time in Ireland.
My folks
came here for their honeymoon. Always wanted to come back.
Why didn't they?
I don't know if you've noticed, but there are some oddballs walking around this place.
There are worse things than strangers out there, Yank.
One of the members of staff is missing.
What about the honeymoon suite?
It's always locked.
I'm getting a weird feeling. Something feels off.
Among all the Irish voices there, there's a very familiar sounding American voice.
Yeah, Adam Scott, well known for Severance, has joined this. So Damien McCarthy's from your part of the world, Bantry filmmaker, made two really great films beforehand, Caveat and Oddity. And Hollywood has taken notice of this guy. He's a solid, solid horror director. And big enough that Adam Scott was interested to see what he had done next, realised there was a new script afloat and said, put my name on that. So the lovely thing about Damien McCarthy is if he wants right now, he could be over in LA making horror films, but he's dedicated to making them in Cork. And it was filmed primarily at West Cork Studios. Hollywood bigwigs came in, all the producers from around the world. And he kind of wants to show, look, you can bring in the Hollywood guys. You can make really good films here. Why don't we keep this up? So he's bigging up your end of the world. So there's a reason for you to support it, if nothing else.
Is it a good movie?
It's really good. Really, really good. What I love about his films is he has this way of making things properly scary and jittery, but they're not utterly terrifying. He's got a bit of an old school approach to horror. Modern horror is so full of brutal nihilism and really gross, rotten things. But this guy builds a story. He builds characters that you're really interested in. Full of atmosphere, a few weird Irish people knocking around. David Wilmot plays a local oddbot and he is just fantastic. He needs bonus points for that. Peter Coonan being a bit of a cowardly fella, absolutely great. Scary, but in a really good way.
There's another Irish movie out this week and David Gleeson will be with us in just a few moments, home from Los Angeles. He came home to Limerick to make Once Upon a Time in a Cinema. Let's hear the trailer for that.
Film is delicate. Too much tension, it'll snap.
What we have?
This place is held together with elastic bands.
We're threatening power cuts, Mr. Clancy.
And we're out of change.
You can't bring chips inside.
Tony Jelly?
A huge rat.
Oh, of course.
And all I hear from you is oil fixes.
This is looking great. It's a credit to you.
Conway is going to make a cash offer.
I have a number in mind.
This is fate forcing you to sell the place.
You're selling the cinema.
Trying to do what's best for everyone.
How would you know what's best for everyone?
Sergeant, they're killing each other across the street.
It's a bit of a sort of shit.
Watch everything on video anyways.
Get out.
No.
All this frustration, all this anger.
Stop it!
It's because you're afraid to let the cinema go, because when you do, you've nowhere to hide anymore.
The cinema brings them together for an experience that's so much more than the picture. That's why they come.
Showtime!
Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, 1980s, two brothers running a family cinema that's been in the family for donkey's years. The cinema is gorgeous, but it is on its knees. As you heard in the trailer there, there's a rat on the loose, there's leaks. And on one Friday night where everything, I mean, everything that could possibly go wrong, the younger brother played by Callum Lynch has brought a prospective buyer in to convince the older brother to sell the property. The older brother played by Colin Morgan, he's thinking maybe it is time. But he loves this place. It's the centre of the community. It's, you know, it's where his family have been for decades. And it becomes this dynamic between the two brothers fighting over kind of what the future holds while everything is falling apart around there. And part of you thinks, oh God, just let the poor cinema go. But you're also like, no, save it. Fight for this place because cinema is a lovely place and it's worth fighting for.
So is this an Irish cinema paradiso?
It is, yeah, really, yeah, it is. And it's lovely. I mean, you'll hear from David, but it is based loosely on his own story. His family have owned cinemas going back, I think, as far as the 1920s. So it was loosely inspired by his own, his father, his uncles. He spent most of his youth in the cinema. So he has his love of cinema. He has worked in it. He knows it. And it's lovely in depth. And throughout there's photos, posters on the wall that are played in the cinema in the 1980s. They use a real cinema in Limerick as well. They found a lovely old one. It's a lovely film and it's, yeah, worth supporting.
A lovely entertainment. Okay, well, that is Once Upon a Time in a Cinema. And David Gleeson, who wrote and directed it, will be with us in just a few moments' time. For now, this week, Cara O'Doherty, thank you very much for giving us all of those reviews of what's available. I suspect The Devil Wears Prada 2 is going to be in cinemas for weeks to come.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.